This is AP News Minute.
A fire official says a commuter plane coming in for a landing at Buffalo International Airport basically dove into the top of a house. All 48 people on board died, along with one person on the ground. The Continental Connection flight originated in Newark. The National Transportation Safety Board is beginning its investigation this morning, but investigators say they have to wait until the fire scene cools down before they can look at the plane itself. The commuter plane was being operated for Continental by Colgan Air. Authorities have now charged a man with lighting one of the deadly wildfires that ravaged southern Australia. The suspect faces two arson counts plus possession of child pornography. The more than 400 fires killed at least 180 people. The House is set to vote today on the $790 billion economic stimulus package. Then it will be the Senate's turn. It's expected to vote late today or tomorrow. Nearly all Republicans are still lined up against the bill, which should have enough Democratic votes to pass. John Belmont, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.